This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And always appreciate your time with me. All right. You know, Governor Nuisance is being recalled. No way around it, no how, no ways. And he's going to fight this thing because what he doesn't want is he doesn't want us going back or backwards because of all the strides he's made. All the strides, like higher gas taxes, we much have to make sure of that. Higher, all the strides that he's made, like keeping our schools closed almost longer than anybody else. Right? Running, again, he likes to believe that he has a surplus of money somewhere. I don't know where it is. He's stolen enough money from the till. If he ever pays it back, God knows, I mean, we'd be elated. He's got $180 billion. An unfunded mandate that he has to pay out. But, see, that doesn't fall in the general fund, or that doesn't come under the general fund budget, so nobody really pays attention to it. It's craziness. So he's claiming that it's the right-wing people, we're the ones making the most amount of noise, and people listening to our lies, and they're being tricked by what we're saying. Well, first of all, they're running more ads than we are. People aren't being tricked by what we say. They're paying higher prices at the gas pumps. Why? Because over two-thirds of the legislature here are run by Democrats. The kids aren't doing well in school. Parents finally got to see what the kids were being taught, the kind of curriculum that was going on. Well, they can't blame us. Can't blame Republicans for that. Run by the Democrats. Right? They're coming after more tax money. They're trying to get rid of, you know, a very special tax program we have for homeowners. Who's trying to get rid of it? The Democrats are trying to get rid of it. Can't blame any of this on us. We can't. If we all voted no every time, all the time, they would still be able to pass everything. That simple. But Newsom truly believes, again, that he's not doing anything wrong. He's a leader. You know, he should be the next president. Forget the fact that homelessness is out of control in this state. That was Trump's fault. Just ask him, he'll tell you. Forget the fact that when he was mayor of San Francisco, you know, Gascon, his right-hand man, was up against, they decimated that city. Crime was through the roof. And now it's even worse. We thought it was bad at one point. Now it's even worse. And Gascon has come to Los Angeles to do the same damage. His own people have already come after him. Both Gascon and Newsom. And there's been over 2 million people signed a petition to recall him. He only needed 1.5. Right? You know, it is amazing when you look at this stuff, for him to actually say, for him to actually believe, actually say that this is being driven by people from the other party. It's impossible. It would be impossible for the Republicans to pull this off. in and of themselves. You know, and according to the New York Times, what I now refer to as the failing times, David Arkell says, fueled by partisan fury and a backlash against pandemic shutdowns, a Republican-led campaign to oust Governor Gavin Newsom has officially qualified for the ballot. This will be the second recall election in state history, and the first one didn't go so well for the incumbent. Funny thing about it is, I think what happens is, once he's voted out, and a new person is voted in, they take office like in 10 days. In a widely expected filing, the California Secretary of State's office found that the recall organizers had collected 1.6 million signatures on their petition. They qualified. That's $1.5 million, $1.5 million more than they needed. Now what happens? That a bunch of steps will happen to take place at the legislative level that will end up in a special election, probably in November. But between now and then, the state will review the costs associated with sending a proposal recall to voters. Those who sign a petition will have 30 business days to ask to have their names removed if they so choose. So what are they going to do? They're going to do a petition now? Are they going to run around doing a petition to try to get people to take their name off of it? That would be funny. Right, and even with that, nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to take the time to do it. Now, what's really funny is they say it was driven by or it's being pushed by Republicans. But the groups that you see putting it together, the groups that you see that were out there speaking to it, are from all walks of life, both sides, many sides of the aisle, I should say. The Green Party, the Rent is Too Damn High Party, whatever it is. Everybody is somewhat involved in some way, shape, manner, or form. This is truly more... than a single party or a partisan issue. And it's just going to get worse. Now, John Cox, who ran once before, is running again. So is Kevin Falconer. He's a former mayor of San Diego. Yeah, the beef with him, Andrea Kay, I talked to her earlier today about him. And she said, I want you to think about something. He was a governor. He was supposedly, you know, the Republican guy, right? Now, San Diego's got beaches everywhere. It's beautiful, beautiful down there. She said, I want you to think about something. He was the mayor that came forward and said, you can go on the beach. You have to keep walking, though. You can't stop. You can't sit. You can't lay down. You can't sit on a blanket. You can't sit on a towel. You have to keep moving. Somehow, COVID is so slow, if you're moving, it can't keep up with you. You know what I'm saying? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you you want to sign up to have text alerts, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. I'm proud to have on Senator Scott Wilkie, the Senate Republican leader here in... Now, I know you'd love me to say the great state of California, but I will say the sixth state or ailing state of California. Senator Wilk, thanks for being with me.
Pleasure to be with you, Joe.
Yeah, and we'll make it great again. I'm sure you'll make it great again over the next decade or so. But
no, 2022, my friend. We got redistricting this year, and we're going to reshuffle the deck and get a fair redistricting unlike 10 years ago. And we're going to start the California comeback.
Well, I, you know, from your mouth to God's lips, I hope, and I mean that sincerely. It's a big fight. I know what it was like 10 years ago. I remember what that fight was like, and I can only imagine they're going to fight even harder now. But you did get some real positive information here, or positive news, where it looks like Governor Newsom, there was enough enough signatures to recall him, and that's going to be pretty exciting.
Well, we're not. It doesn't recall him. It puts
right.
the question before the voters on the ballot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and remember, according to Governor Newsom, it is only hardcore right-wing Republican voters that don't like the fact that he made them wear masks.
Yeah, I mean his tweet this week was just completely, you know, gaslighting, you know, 40 million constituents, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's not a Republican recall, it's the people's recall. You know, 2.1 million people signed a petition, in support of the recall. You know, as a state, we've been around 169 years. This is only the second recall ever of a governor. And, of course, I remember vividly 2003 when we recalled Gray Davis, and I expect that we're going to be just as successful this time.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. One of my criticisms has been, who do we have? And I know you're backing one candidate in particular, but I actually was joking about it earlier, and I said, I hope we get a poll dancer this time like we did last time, you know what I'm saying? But you'll have like 116 people step up. And
Joe, so, you know, there's two questions on the ballot. You know, question number one, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom, yes or no? And then question number two, who do you want to replace him? I would submit to you that anybody on that second list is going to be better than Gavin Newsom.
Amen. I agree.
It's a win-win. Yeah, you're right. I'm for, you know, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner for various reasons. But I'm telling you right now, anybody on that list is going to be better than Gavin Newsom.
Oh, please. I mean, yes, you are correct. And again, I think people, can you quickly explain what the process is now? Now, they got the signatures, but who decides what date it is? Who decides when it actually goes down and how?
So because it's the governor that's being recalled, it will be the lieutenant governor that calls the date. And back a few years ago, as you may recall, voters down in the 29th Senate District successfully recalled Josh Newman, who was
right.
the deciding vote for the large gasoline tax. And so the Democrats, during that campaign, retroactively changed the law to put in extra time. So based upon the schedule, my guess is the election will probably be held on Tuesday, November 2nd. Could be a little bit later than that, but that my best guess right now until she declares it will be November 2nd.
So, and they have 30 days from that date to certify, right, the election. And once it's
right.
certified, I hear it's a short period of time before the new governor would step in.
You know what? I've not even looked at that, so I can't educate you on that.
Now, Democrats, there's kind of a conversation going on that the Democrats are trying to stay away or may stay away from this, not to give any fodder to the Republicans. But they have to run somebody, don't they?
I mean, I think that is a dangerous game. I mean, he is very unpopular. So. Governor, he's unpopular with legislators and elected officials. He is very narcissistic, and it's all about him, and he doesn't build relationships, and no one really likes him. And so I think you're going to see somebody jump in, and then if one prominent Democrat jumps in, do others jump in? I say it's most likely. I don't see a scenario where somebody doesn't jump in. They've put a lot of pressure on people not to jump in. But, you know, case example, you know, last time he beat, you know, in the primary, you know, former LA mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, and he has not talked to Villaraigosa up until like 4 weeks ago. when he realized it was going to qualify, they go, hey, maybe I should reach out to Antonio to make sure we're good. So it's pretty funny.
Well, you know, he's done such a great job. He's done such a great job rolling out the vaccines, right?
Yep. That was horrible. And I'm so frustrated because, I'm really happy that our positivity rate's down and everything. Oh, it's, Gavin Newsom. No, it's not. It could have happened even sooner if he had not botched the vaccine rollout. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to name names, but I was talking to early on when they finally opened up the vaccine center at Dodger Stadium. I was talking to a Democratic state senator who brought his father-in-law there, and they waited almost 7 hours. And he was telling me how there was no bathrooms or anything there. Most of these people are senior citizens.
Oh,
many of them are incontinent. And he was telling me there's people that had peed in their pants, did other things in their pants, and that Newsom and Mayor Garcetti's up there high fiving each other, taking credit, and it was a complete debacle.
Yeah, it is amazing what they do give themselves credit for. I call it the party of non-responsibility. I get, really seriously. The things that they waste time doing, I was joking about this on the show the other day, and people didn't understand what I was saying about these legalized drug dens. Cities are going to be operating safe places to break federal law, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it passed off the assembly floor, I think on Monday. SB 57 by Scott Wiener from San Francisco. Right now, it's only a pilot project, so it's in San Francisco, Oakland, and the city of Los Angeles. But you're right; it's government sanctioned drug dens, and they're going to be able to put them wherever they want. And as a neighborhood, you're not going to be able to have a say in that. And again, they don't have any accountability. Up in Sacramento, being a one-party state, and they don't think people who abuse drugs should have any accountability either.
Yeah, we've got to go for a quick break, but this stuff always just amazes me to no end. Joe Mazzini, your host, more with California Senator Scott Wilk right after the break. Please don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Lots of good words in this song, isn't there? Anyway, I always appreciate the time. Watching Joey Biden, Joey B, off the my left shoulder on the news feed that I have. And, you know, what a passionate press conference he had, quick press conference he had today in the White House lawn. And I loved at the very end when he said, I mean, the guy's oblivious to what's going on around him. When he finally said he had to stop answering questions or they were going to get mad at him. Who are they? Has anybody figured out who they are yet? Because when you find out, let me know. It is proof positive that this man is not thinking on his own or for himself on a regular basis. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me bring him on now. California State Senator Scott Wilkie, the Senate Republican leader, and boy, does he have his hands filled in Sacramento. Senator Wilkie, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Of course, Joe. My pleasure.
All right, so let's get to some of the fun stuff that's going on in California, other than the drug dens, of course. I mean, and those worked out so well, haven't they, in Los Angeles and in San Francisco already? Haven't they created a much safer environment?
Yeah, I mean, look at common sense is not common practice in Sacramento.
No, not at all. All right, so a couple of things I'm going to begin to see. The water shortage that we have in California.
Sure.
He's talking about another drought. Give us what's going on with that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're in drought conditions, but we're in a drought because of failed policies out of Sacramento. Back in 2013, when I was a freshman, I got put on the negotiating team for the water bond. And one of the things that we insisted as Republicans was to have an ongoing appropriation for water storage, meaning above ground storage. There's in the master plan, there's two proposed dams, one up in Colusa County called the Sites Dam, and the other one that's more important to us outside of Fresno called Temperance Flat. So because at that time there was three indicted Democratic state senators, they had to have Republican votes because it required two-thirds votes. So we got that language in the water bond that the voters approved. Then the California Water commission, all appointees by the governor, changed the criteria for qualifying for the money. So these two above ground dams did not, they received some money, but not what they should have received in order to build the dam. So we're in drought conditions, but we have a drought because of failed policies out of Sacramento. So now, obviously, anybody who lives in California knows we've had no rain. The Biden administration has noticed that, and the Department of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, has declared that 50 out of 58 California counties are in emergency drought. Governor Newsom has declared two counties, Mendocino and Sonoma, which just happens to be where all of his, you know, Chardonnay buddies reside. And the Central Valley, which is the food basket for the world and is seriously suffering drought, he refuses to declare, you know, a drought emergency there.
I guess, what's the thinking behind this? I mean, it doesn't work out
well for these people. No,
two
reasons. Well, three reasons. I mean, the overarching reason is the recall. So he wants to avoid anything that looks like he's incompetent. But there's two other reasons. Reason number one, he's capitulating to the Sierra Club, because right now 49% of all of our water from California flows out to the Pacific. And, of course, you need to have water flow out, you know, for fish and everything else. But it doesn't necessarily be 49%, but that's what the environmentalists want. And the other thing is, if he's not gonna reduce the outflow to the Pacific, then he'd have to give more water to farmers, and give more water to farmers, he's going to have to cut water to urban users, which is, you know, residential. So, yeah, the last thing he wants in the middle of a recall is to put it on water rationing, which is actually the proper policy that he ought to follow. But, again, he's choosing politics over sound public policy.
He's just a real peach, and he really believes, in the few speeches I've heard him give, he really believes that he is God's gift to government, and the way he speaks about his accomplishments. It's just amazing to me. And yet, you still have tens of thousands, maybe even more than that here in California, maybe millions, I don't know, that are having trouble with the EDD, the employment department, the unemployment department, I should say,
and
getting their checks.
Yes, the backlog's over a million. So I know you have a number of California radio stations. So anybody who's listening, and if you're having a problem with EDD, do not call EDD, because the chances of them even picking up the phone is 96% that they're not going to pick up the phone. You call either your local state senator or your local state assembly person, because they have a backdoor into the EDD, and they'll expedite it. And when I mean expedite it, that doesn't mean it's going to be fast, but it's going to be way faster than if you do it on your own. Because chances are, if you do it on your own, you're never going to get the money. You're going to get the money in June. It's a department that's completely out of control that he has no intention of fixing.
Oh, it's probably getting so bad that he doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, to your point a minute ago, do they pay people retro back to when they should have got it? One fellow told me that...
Yes, they should. You should get all your money.
Yeah. And one fellow was telling me they went... Go ahead.
Now, so, you know, another thing that's interesting is that, you know, Biden is giving, you know, California $150 billion. And I noticed that, and so how the unemployment system works, right, is that employees pay in, the businesses pay in, and then there's a pot there. And if you go through that money, the state is allowed to borrow money from the feds, but eventually has to be paid back. So I think during the Great Recession, I don't remember that, because I wasn't in the legislature at the time, but we ran a deficit, and then if the state taxes the employers, you know, to make up that difference. And I think it took like five, six, seven years to pay that back. Now it looks like we're in arrears $48 billion. Some states have been using the Biden money to pay that down. I doubt that Gavin Newsom will do that, because that'd be money that actually goes to entrepreneurs. And, you know, I think the only entrepreneur he likes is himself. because he's been, you know, very anti-business in his time, you know, as his time as governor. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I'm just floored by all of this, and you know what you were talking about a second ago. Basically, businesses that already gave the money for the taxes, already paid their tax money, paid on the payroll tax and other taxes, now are being retaxed to pay for the taxes on the money that was blown by Newsom. Wow.
Yep.
My God. Anyhow, so one question that people ask me on a regular basis when it comes to California and Governor Newsom, why hasn't the legislature moved to pull his power?
Well, we had session on Monday, and so I am co-author of SCR 5, which would strip Governor Newsom of his emergency power, and it is sitting in the Governmental Organization Committee, and the chair has refused to hear it. And there's a, you know, you can withdraw it from committee and bring it to the floor. And the last two legislative sessions, we've made that motion, Republicans, and then the Democrats table it. And it's like Groundhog Day, and I'm sure we're doing it again this Thursday. We got session again on Thursday, and I'm sure that's once again going to happen. And what the thing that's frustrating about that, though, Joe, is that privately, a lot of these Democratic legislators they want to take it away from them too. But you know, he's the governor. The governor can't do anything to me, right? I'm in the minority. But when you're in the majority, there's things you could potentially lose, and I've seen people lose things because they defied, wow, you know, the powers that be. So I don't know what I think it's going to have to take a recall, to be honest with you, because I just I don't see them.
So there was no expiration date on this, or it just was
No, there wasn't. Well, I told your listeners this before. So you got to put, first of all, we didn't even see it. They put it across the desk and they waived the rules on March 16th of last year. So when we got the briefing before we went on the floor by Dr. Galley, who's the secretary of HHS, he told us two things: that coronavirus was highly infectious and we should expect 25 million Californians to be infected and 3 million of those to die. So
that's what we're working with. All right, listen, I'm sorry, but capitalism wins out on this show. We got to go to a break. I know you've got to move on. I want to thank you for being with me tonight, California State Senator Scott Wilk.
We'll be back to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. For real. I want you to do more than nothing. Okay? And, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you can get involved with. Again, I am not as optimistic as Senator Wilkins. He is one of those up there that fights in the California legislature. I've known him for years, and I know a few others up there. I know some of the Democrats up there, and he's right. Some of them, not that they want out of the party, but they want out of this mess. And there are, you know, I don't know what the difference is, but there are Democrat legislators that don't believe in what's going on. You guys, some of you guys, and even my wife got on my case, when I kept saying Tulsi Gabbard. She would have been so much better than Joe Biden and pretty much anybody else up there. I mean, even she's speaking out heavily against pretty much most of what the Democrats are doing right now. But everybody kind of poo-pooed me and said, oh, no, you don't know what she's like. Well, I'll tell you what, she ain't like Joey B. You really think you'd be having the border issue you have now? I don't think so.
But back to the California legislature, you do have Democrats that want to take the power away from, and Senator Wilk is right. I mean, this is, you will lose committee seats. You will lose the quote-unquote power or perceived power you have. And it's crazy. Do you really, look at, you guys know, and I'm not a, not one that pumps myself up, so to speak. But you know I'm elected to a school board. It's a pretty large district for California. And I didn't get elected to get elected again. You know what I mean by that, right? I got elected for a purpose. I got elected because I believe that people, there was a specific thing that I ran on, and I believe that people wanted me to carry that through. And that's why I've been reelected. That's why I have been unchallenged once or twice. And I never had the intention and I kind of get what happens, but I never had the intention of doing more than two terms. And I'm on my third, and I may go a fourth. My big thing was career tech ed. And between money running, you know, running out or the people not really getting behind me to do it and me having to push like a bulldog, and you know what I'm like, we finally had or were moving towards one of the best career tech ed career tech ed programs, or some of the best programs in Southern California. Nobody else had been fighting for that before I got there. And there are Democrats around me that are willing to work with me, but they don't want anybody to know about it. Even at my level. It shouldn't be that way. It is, but it shouldn't be that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In other words, a couple of you called and have hung up. If you want to call back in, that's fine, too. And, you know, when it comes to Newsom, I know there's a lot of questions around Newsom and what he's doing and what he can and can't do. You know, some of you sent me emails about these black and white conversations you want me to have about the law. And I'm going to go all the way back to some of you old-timers who used to listen to me during Obama. And you would say to me, but he's breaking the law, and he's done this, and this is a federal offense, and look at what he did here. And I'm going to say the same to you I always say. Who's going to put handcuffs on him? When was the last time you saw major players in this country actually get hauled away in the back of an FBI van? Let's just be honest about it. When? There was plenty he did that was arrestable. Look at Eric Holder. Now, we go down the whole list of people that truly broke the law. Hillary Clinton, for God's sakes. She lived to break the law. When she got up in the morning, she was breaking the law. And nobody put anything on her, did they? And they wouldn't. And they're not going to now. I really believe that President Trump got a whole bunch of bad information when he first got in office. And as smart of a man as he is, or I believe him to be, I think he was extremely naive about what went on in that White House. About the people that were truly on his side, people that were actually fighting for him or alongside him. All those leaks that were happening that he could have easily stopped. He could have stopped. Now, everybody said that, you know, Obama had turned all those workers into civil servants before he left office with the stroke of a pen, and maybe he did. So what? Fire them anyway. Reagan did it with the air traffic controllers. Fire them. You cannot go into battle, which is exactly what he was doing, which is exactly what we're doing now. You cannot go into battle not being able to trust the guys on your right and left. Who's got your back? Can't do it. And that's what he did. And the people around him that he thought he could trust, that he was supposed to be able to trust, they were constantly giving him bad information. That's why he didn't get rid of those people. And I think that was a big part of his problem, why he couldn't move forward. Why couldn't get the information he needed? Why you found out at the end of his presidency, as the generals or whoever were telling him they were drawing down troops in Afghanistan, that they weren't? Right? Come on, you heard that. You find out in the last 3 or 4 months of his presidency that they were giving him sham numbers? Who's going to take them to jail? Nobody. Because mission was accomplished. They stole the election from Donald Trump. And if you heard the first hour of the show when they had Brad Dacus on, he talked about it. He talked about what would take place now. Look, we can go check out all these states and we can do all the audits now. It's a little late for this in one sense, but in another sense, when the Dems truly, when the rank and file Democrats, not the lunatics like we have on the right, but you know the ones that want a fair election. Look, there's many Democrats that really feel that their people are the best for the job, but they want to win fair and square. They don't want to cheat. I know some of these people. It's true. They don't want to cheat. So what you need to do, what we need to do, we need to make sure that they hear about this loud and clear. Because a lot of them don't know this took place. They still don't know this took place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Listen, do me a favor. We're kind of revamping the website. We're starting to clean it up and do some things. We had something in the works, and that went sideways, as always does in the web world. If there's a feature you think is missing, if there's something you'd like to see to make it easier to use, anything along those lines, I would love some input from you guys. Just send it to me, joe@therealside.com. I love drawing you in like this. joe@therealside.com. And I just want to, whatever it takes to make it easier for you to, for you to use. Now, the one thing I disagree with what Senator Wilk. In the last recall, we got Arnold. Remember Arnold? We all thought he was going to be a fighter. We all thought he was going to be he was going to be the guy to tag team with. And he ended up being a wimp. He ended up being a muscle-bound wimp. So, you know, again, when you look at this, and you look at who's running, there's going to be, I don't know, 80 or 90 people on the list. And you have to decide, you people in California, how much you're willing to fight to win. What are you willing to let people know? Because no matter what, you know, in some areas, no matter how bad government is, the Dems will vote for Dems no matter what. Republicans, in a lot of cases, will just stay home if you don't give them a right candidate. So, it's got to stop. And with all due respect to the human of Caitlyn Jenner, right? I don't care that Jenner is transgender. Don't make it the issue you run on. What are you going to do that's different? And we should expect the same thing out of Republicans and Democrats. What are you going to actually do that's different? If you're an independent, right? If you're a Green Party, if you're the rent's too damn high party, whatever you are, lay down the cause of what you're going to do that's different. You know, I've had friends of mine recently tell me, come along to my side of thinking. Now, some of you I know don't agree with this, because when I've talked about it in the past, you send me emails on it. If you have never been involved in a government process before, ever, don't go running for Congress tomorrow. Get involved somehow. Understand how the process works. Not so you can be drug into it, but so you learn how to use it and use it to your advantage. Trump was already a strong, successful businessman. He had already dealt with a lot of these guys in the past. Did he know exactly how government worked? No. A lot worse than even he thought it was. But he understood the power they believed that they had. He understood what it worked to move through the system. And that's important. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You'll need it for the next hour. It's me for the whole hour by myself. Back in a bit.